Two envoys from the Dalai Lama are in Tibet, where they met over the weekend with the head of the Tibetan government. The session marked the first official contact between China and Tibet's exiled spiritual leader in nearly a decade. It's also the first visit to Tibet by official representatives of the Dalai Lama since 1985, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Speaking to a group of foreign journalists, the head of the Tibetan government, Legchok, confirmed that he had met for more than an hour with the two envoys yesterday. He spoke specifically of his conversations with Lodi Gari, who fled Tibet with the Dalai Lama in 1959. Gari is known to be particularly close to the exiled spiritual leader. Legchok claimed he did not know that the envoys were sent by the Dalai Lama, but said they'd come to visit relatives and friends.
I gave the visitors a summary of the developments in Tibet over the last 50 years. When I told Lodi Gari about the huge changes that have gone on here, he was very impressed. I told him about all the development and how people's standards of living have increased, but neither he nor I talked about anything to do with the Dalai Lama.
Legchok, an ethnic Tibetan himself, also said that the two envoys visited some businesses in Lhasa and said prayers at several temples before leaving the capital to visit their hometowns. The visit is part of a much broader charm offensive by the Chinese government over the last few months on the issue of Tibet. This has included the release of six major Tibetan political prisoners, which analysts say, together with the visit of the envoys, are highly significant steps. Two groups of foreign journalists have also been invited to tour Tibet, though the current group in Lhasa were not given access to the envoys. The Dalai Lama has said a number of times he is no longer seeking independence for Tibet, apparently meeting the Chinese condition for his return. But government chairman Legchok said today he did not believe him, and that he thought the Dalai Lama's suggested framework of a high degree of autonomy for Tibet was merely a form of disguised independence. He did, however, twice go out of his way to stress that negotiations are possible.
The Dalai Lama can only come back to China as a Chinese citizen and must not do anything that would harm or split China. But if he did repent of his past activities and stops trying to split the motherland, then we can talk. But the ball is in his court.
The Dalai Lama is now 67 years old, and some supporters feel he must now compromise, or he'll die in exile and the Chinese will simply choose the next Dalai Lama themselves. Analysts say that for the Chinese government, intent on modernization and more acceptance on the world stage, the recent softening on Tibet may show that it too wants to compromise and remove the image problems Tibet has caused it for decades. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Lhasa, Tibet.